Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
All right then, here we go. This is the Friday News Update, episode 30, on Friday the 22nd of June 2018. And I thought this was going to be a really slow news week, but actually there was quite a lot of news this week. So let's get going, let's chat about all of this new tech. This is the Friday News Update, episode 30, and first up this week, Oppo have released another brand new nearly bezel-less smartphone. So if you listened or watched last week, you'll know that last week Vivo announced a nearly bezel-less smartphone with no notch, tiny chin, and a 92%-ish screen-to-body ratio. That was by far the highest last week of any smartphone. It was called the Vivo Nex. Well, Oppo, who are actually owned by the same company that owns Vivo and OnePlus, actually have beaten Vivo with the Oppo Find X. So apart from reminding you of those maths exam questions where you had to calculate angles and measurements, it's a weird name, but anyway, forget that, because this is an incredible phone. This phone also has no notch, also has a tiny chin, but has a 93.8% screen to body ratio. That is almost 10% more than the Galaxy S9 Plus. It is really bezel-less, and this is helped by the fact that it has a really cool curved OLED screen that measures 6.42 inches exactly. That's pretty big, and well, you're probably wondering where the selfie camera is then, because if you remember, the Vivo Nex had a camera that sort of popped up from inside the phone. So what has Oppo done? Well, they've done a similar thing, but instead of just having a tiny little square that pops up from inside the phone, they have an entire kind of panel that pops up from the back of the phone that's actually the whole width of the phone, which contains the front camera, the speaker, and a ton of sensors. Those sensors enable a 3D facial recognition feature, kind of similar to the iPhone X's little bit. And yeah, that is how you take selfies. It pops up whenever you need to take a selfie. There's also a portrait lighting-like feature, because tons of companies want to copy Apple's portrait lighting. Basically puts effects on your selfies. There's also a feature called Omojis, which of course is a rip-off of Animojis, because everyone's done that. And the selfie camera, by the way, is 25 megapixels. So you're going to get some really, really detailed pictures with that. And on the back, we are getting 16 megapixel and 20 megapixel dual cameras, and they have that AI feature that adjusts the camera settings based on what it thinks it's looking at. The usual kind of thing. We also get a Snapdragon 845 with 8 gig of RAM, so that should be really, really fast. And we're also getting a 3730 milliamp hour battery with VOOC charging, V-O-O-C. That means it can charge up to 75% in just half an hour. That is so fast. That's ridiculously fast. But if you do want this phone, well, it's not going to be cheap, because it costs €999. That is round about £875. Not cheap at all. We haven't heard any news that it's going to come to the UK yet. You'll be able to get it on Amazon, presumably imported from another European country, because it is coming to Europe, just not to the UK apparently. But if you do want to get one of those, you'll be able to get it off Amazon from somebody. Just, it isn't officially coming to the UK. Garmin have updated their Fenix 5 range of smartwatches with a few new features. So for starters, we now get built-in maps so you can find your way around, and it can also suggest running or cycling routes to you via a feature called Trendline. And there's also a music player on here, so it can store up to 500 songs, and you can save, say, MP3 files, or you can download music from Deezer and iHeartRadio and services like that. You're also gonna get Garmin Pay contactless payments and GPS, and the 5X Plus is gonna have a feature called the Pulse Oximeter. Cool name, but that basically measures the amount of oxygen in your blood. So if you're climbing a mountain or doing something really high up, you can check if you're gonna be all right, if you're all healthy. So that's really good. You're gonna get up to 10 day battery life on the 5 Plus, up to 7 days on the 5S Plus, and up to 20 days on the 5X Plus. Although that is gonna be reduced if you use GPS. These are not cheap though either. This is a theme for this show. Nothing here is cheap. They cost between £600 and £1,000. So yeah, not cheap at all. But if you do like the sound of those, they're going to be released later this month in the UK. YouTube have launched YouTube Premium and YouTube Music Premium in the UK. So YouTube Premium costs £12 a month, and it means you can watch videos without ads on YouTube. You can keep listening to the audio or videos in the background on your phone. They keep running even when you're not in the YouTube app. You can also download videos for offline viewing. And then you get access to YouTube Music Premium, which is kind of YouTube's rival to Spotify, Deezer, services like that, except it's a little bit different. So you can also get this in a standalone subscription, which costs £10 a month, but you get it with YouTube Premium, and it's got all these songs you would want, and playlists and automatic radio stations that you'd expect from Google Play Music, which this is going to eventually replace. But it's also got YouTube's library of music videos ad-free, which of course you can download as well for offline listening and viewing, and also listen to the audio of those music videos, i.e. the music in the background on your phone. So you can get all of YouTube's live performances, remixes, and also just the music videos for songs and music video playlists on YouTube Music. That is now available in the UK, and you can subscribe through the YouTube app. Instagram have launched a new video service, which is kind of a rival to YouTube, sort of. It lets you watch up to 1 hour video, vertical video only though, as Instagram does, and you can find this on a separate IGTV app, which lets you search for Instagram TV videos and suggests videos to you as well, and you can also see the videos from people you're following on Instagram. And some tech YouTubers are already on there, so go check that out. Alright then, that is it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, and goodbye!